This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. For the past several times, we've been studying with you about reasons why the Great Commission is truly great. Let me just enumerate these reasons very briefly. First of all, I pointed out the Great Commission is great because of the planning which was behind it. That planning was done by God Himself in eternity. Secondly, the Great Commission is great because of the authority which is behind it. It isn't mere human authority. It was Christ Himself who said, "All authority hath been given unto me in heaven and on earth." In the third place, I pointed out the Great Commission is great because of its universality. That is not addressed to the people of a single nation, but rather to every person in every city, in every nation, around the entire world. In the fourth place, we have pointed out that the Great Commission is great because of its power to bring men together. The church is God's society of mutual love. Men are bound together in the bonds of love by their love for Christ. And then we pointed out the Great Commission is great because of its permanence. The law of Moses was temporary. It was done away when Jesus died on the cross. But the gospel will last until the end of the world. In the giving of the Great Commission, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 28, verse 20, "And lo, I shall be with you unto the end of the world," meaning I will be with you in the carrying out of this commission unto the end of the world. All right, there are 5 reasons then why the Great Commission is great. Let us now turn our attention to a 6th reason why the Great Commission is so great. It is great because of its encouragement to Christians. Again, we note the statement of Jesus, "I will be with you always, even unto the end of the world." This statement makes clear that Jesus will be with his faithful disciples in the proclamation of the gospel in every situation which they might encounter. And this marvelous situation shall last until the end of the world. Members of the Lord's church should learn to trust in the Lord with all their hearts and not to lean upon their own understanding, but in all of their ways to acknowledge him, thus laying hold upon his promise to direct their paths, Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. With the knowledge that our blessed Savior will be with us during every step of the way, how courageous, how militant, how lovingly concerned for the souls of men, how concerned for being faithful to our Lord ought every member of the body of Christ to be. And so, the Great Commission then is great because of its encouragement to Christians. Now we turn to a 7th reason why the Great Commission is so great. It is great because of the way it shows the value of human souls. In setting forth the value of each and every soul, Jesus said, "For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" Matthew chapter 16, verse 26. Nothing can compare in importance with the search for souls. In fact, the very mission of Jesus into the world was to seek and save the lost, Luke 19 and verse 10. Nothing must be more important to each individual disciple of the Lord than Christ himself, his church, and its mission of saving lost souls. In Luke chapter 19 and verse 10, the Bible tells us of Jesus that he came to seek and to save the lost. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 34, Jesus said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you." In Luke chapter 14, verses 26 to 33, Jesus made clear that nothing, absolutely nothing, not property, not wealth, not human relationships, not even one's own life, must stand before that person and his love and allegiance to the Lord Jesus Christ. So the Great Commission is great because of the way it shows the value of souls. In the 8th place, the Great Commission is truly great because it offers absolute remission of sins. In making clear that those who lived and died under the Old Covenant needed the blood of Christ in order to be saved from their sins, the writer of the Hebrew letter said, "And for this cause he, that is Jesus, is the mediator of a new covenant, that a death having taken place for the redemption for the transgressions that were under the first covenant, they that have been called may receive the promise of eternal inheritance." Hebrews 9 and 15. This makes clear that the Great Commission is great because it offers absolute, not merely symbolic, remission of sins. We're so glad you've been with us today, and we hope that you'll be with us tomorrow. Until then, may God bless and keep you is our sincere prayer.